local people and the RD cadre were building these instant schools. By the time school begins next year, they're expecting to have 4 permanent schools built in these 4 sites. The instant school is a very simple frame structure with bamboo poles used as braces and cross pieces and so on. They will be furnished some tin roofing from USAID, but right now they had no provisions for putting sides on them. They said they wanted to, they would cover the sides with fronds, the same sort of thatching that they use for the sides of houses. But right now their budget didn't provide for that, and they didn't know how they were going to manage. I asked them what it would take, and they said they could buy enough of the fronds to fix the side of one school building, which would be 2 classrooms, for about 3,000 piastres. That's only $25, and I think the Bentui people will be able to kick that up for them. They were also building sidewalks. They were taking mud and piling it up, making a raised sidewalk about a foot or a foot and a half above the level of the ground. And when the, well, see, it's nearing the end of a rainy season, and I guess what they built last year has just completely washed out, and this is really turning out to be quite nice. The encouraging thing to me was that not only the RD cadre were working, but the village people themselves were working. And I believe they were donating their time. I do not think these people were receiving pay for this. We were taking the photographers to each of the 4 sites. We were getting some before pictures, and then we were going to come back later with these photographers and get some in-process pictures. And then finally, after the permanent schools were built, we were going to get some after pictures. So we'd have this historical report on each of the 4 sites. Dai Wei went right along with us, and he was very anxious to show this off. I was able to meet one of the team leaders, one of the RD team leaders, a young man, I believe 28 years old, who was doing, he was a quite handsome man. He could not speak English, but he appeared to be very competent, and the people who supervised the program seemed to be very proud of him. They were anxious to introduce him because I guess they knew that he would be making a good impression. Well, we also had a briefing by Dai Wei Niu, N-H-I-E-U, pronounced almost as if it were Y-E-W. Dai Wei Niu spoke very broken English, but struggled through and did reasonably well. Even though the interpreter was there, most of us were doing our best to take the instruction from him and succeeded most of the time. I was able to find out from them, for instance, that when they build these schools, these 4 schools, they're going to teach the first grade only this year. In fact, they may be in they expect to be in most of these schools this coming Monday morning without walls. The reason they're teaching only the first grade is that these children have never been to school before. Even those as much as 10 years old have never been to school, so it'll be their first experience. Initially, the RD cadre will teach school. In fact, one of the female cadre, whom I mentioned earlier, was teaching children in their homes already. Next year, the district chief and province chief and the province education chief have promised them that when they get these 4 permanent schools built, that they will have professionally qualified teachers for them. In the meantime, the RD cadre will be using curriculum materials prepared by the Ministry of Education so that they'll be teaching exactly what would be taught in the other schools. And having seen these RD cadre at work, I suspect they'll be doing as good a job as they will in the other schools. As we finished our tour, we came back to the starting point, and Dai Wei Hui asked us to stop by for refreshments. And I especially enjoyed for Chapin Angel's benefit. They've served us some real hot and real thick coffee, almost French style. And after we finished that, then he served us a little glass. It's almost as small as a jigger glass of real hot tea. I never did quite figure out the coffee-tea approach. But we were sitting in the a very small little front portion of the local grocery store, I guess, which wasn't as big as the usual kitchen in the United States all put together. But it turned out to be quite a good experience, and I'm quite certain that Chaplain Angel was getting a chance to react to Dai Wei Hui as a real Vietnamese leader, and this old boy was pretty solid. As I usually do out on these trips, I was able to meet several local people. I find that it always makes an impression on these home folks, especially the older people, to have an American come over and talk to them. As you know, and I've told you before, about all I can do is tell them who I am and ask them who they are and tell them how old I am and ask how old they are and mainly pass on to someone else, sort of like a politician saying, "Hello, how are you," I guess. But I'm convinced that it really, really pays off. And I guess once these local people realize that there's a Trung Ta out coming over to get acquainted with them, that this is fairly big stuff to them, because many of them have never seen anyone higher than a Dai Wei, a captain. As we were getting ready to leave, we got in the boats, and Dai Wei Hui told us we should go this way. We were starting back the way we came, and he asked us to complete the circle and not to go back that way. That they had word that it would be better if we went the other way. So obviously the intelligence system is working. I did not consider for a moment that we were in danger in any time, though some of our people did have weapons. As Major Thigpen, the Army Major who's leaving in 4 days, pointed out, anytime he sees people, he's not worried. And wherever we went, there were either people working or people along the side of the bank. And he said when he sees no people and no children and no animals, that he gets pretty edgy down in there. Though the portion that we were in was pretty much within mortar range of the base, and it's being secured partially to provide security for the base. So one reason they're so anxious to develop this part of the area is to head off the mortar attacks that they've had on the base a couple of three times. In fact, we were right out where these mortar attacks originated last April or May, somewhere in through there. Late yesterday, I tried to call on the Vietnamese doctor who was in charge of the med cap that I went out with last time. But both Dr. Du and Dr. Ben had already left for Saigon. I think they leave Friday noon and don't come back until Monday morning every week. In their absence, I asked if it would be possible to call on the wing commander. Well, he was gone too, but I got to call on the deputy, who's a major just returned from the Air Command and Staff College in AIC. And he knew Ann Morton, for instance. I was able to pass on my compliments about the med cap to him. And he was a very suave, well-spoken, handsome young man. And I was quite impressed. Well, I see my tape is going. I'll say good night.